Now, I went to heaven first when I was trying to come out and I thought I might be bi. And I went to the bi group there, and that was very, very interesting. And that was sort of, that might have been 1982, 83.
I didn't know they had groups.
Yeah, they had groups, and they had groups upstairs above the main... They had a space above the main dance floor area, mm-hmm. and we met up there, and I got to know a whole variety of people there who were either bi, gay, trans, transvestite, transsexual, and some of them were just very, very interesting. And I thought to myself, how lucky am I? I not only have the privilege of meeting all these interesting people, but thankfully, I don't want to transition.
What happened in the groups?
Well, it was also this time in the groups. The groups were more about talking about kind of what sexual politics is all about and where you think we belong, and it was about this notion of what a bisexual identity is all about. So not only was I trying to form or connect to my gay sexuality and identity, which I felt I probably fitted in quite well with, but then I was trying to get my head around all these other kind of what that was all about. And I just came to the conclusion with the bisexual side of it was that it was about falling in love with a person, regardless of whether they were male or female, and that there was something about the personality and the qualities of the person that was some kind of erotic trigger that led to a relationship of some sort and sex, and that it wasn't so important how they were physically, really. The Colehern was a notorious leather bar.
Right.
And obviously at that time it was full of smoke and leather queens and it had a bit of a reputation, to say the least, rough and ready and bearded and scruffy and all kinds of, you know, it had a reputation. And when I went there, the reputation seemed to boil down to hanging around, cruising and staring at each other. which I wasn't very impressed with. and also, you know, I am a talker. I like to talk and I like to get to know people and I like to get to know their names. And all this kind of silent, sultry, boring crap I didn't have any patience with. And I can't say I ever picked anyone up there. And then I had friends and they spoke about, you know, there's a local graveyard, isn't
yes,
there?
Yes, right behind the
what's
pub.
It called? There's a
something
church
cemetery,
there. There's a cemetery.
Something like that.
Anyway, I mean, I heard all these rumours and stories about all the things that went on the graveyards and where they met and how they met. And I recently heard another story from someone saying, you know, there was sort of little side cul-de-sacs where there were sort of cottages, and I mean sort of proper cottages, not loos, but proper cottages, and the men, you know, at night the men would literally line themselves up and that would be part of the cruising area, so the Colehern sort of almost had like an ensuite extension as you go towards the graveyard. And I found all this very odd. You know, I was completely and utterly, I wouldn't say naive, but I just felt I was unplugged. You know, you had all these gay men knowing the score.
Any bears there?
And there were bears, okay. Yes, but I mean, I never felt I fitted into all that kind of sort of machismo stereotype, really, and I mean, I can do the Butch number with the Leathers as soon as I open my mouth and want to have a chat and start giggling, you know. It just doesn't, it doesn't resonate, does it? So I wrote to London Friend, and they sent an incredibly helpful letter, which I was very encouraging and very, very grateful for. And that was in the early 80s, about 1982,
83. What did it say? What sort of thing?
It said, it was encouraging. It said, you know, basically, be who you are. You know, there's nothing wrong with being gay. You know, we're here for you.
They actually wrote letters.
Oh. And I think I've still got the letter. Mm. And it was, you know, it was just very encouraging, accepting. I mean, it's a whole idea that gay people and that the gay community exist. Mm. This notion that there are other people that exist, and that you're not strange, and that this is perfectly normal, actually. Mm. And the fact that you had this connection to somebody out there beyond yourself and beyond your circle of people was very important. And the other ones that were very important at the time, and I don't know how well they've survived over the years, was FHF, the Friends Homosexual Fellowship, which essentially were the gay wing of the Quakers.
I've never heard of them.
Yes, and they still existed until a few years ago, and it was run by a woman, and it was up in the north, I think. But they were very, very important, and the role of the Quakers should never be underestimated. They were always very pragmatic about what the reality of life is about, and they were always very politically, well, I wouldn't say socialistic, they were politically for equality and fairness and community and peace, basically, and known for peace. And so there was this FHF, and I've got.
Did you write to them?
And I wrote to them, and they sent me back a letter, and they were very helpful. And I've also, you know, had later friends from the Quakers who were gay. But anyway, so I promised myself while I was with Gordon, I wanted to volunteer for them. And Gordon was always possessive.
Did they have a London branch? Where would you have volunteered?
Well, it was London, yeah. It was London. And so when the relationship broke up with Gordon at the end of the 1990s, then sort of 1999, 2000, I then volunteered for a London Friend. And of course, at London Friend, this is where I met George. And George is sort of...
Just tell me a bit about London Friend, what they did.
Well, London Friend were... I've always thought they were incredible in their mission. And it was... London Friend was about helping people, young people, come out. In fact, helping anybody come out. They're not going to force you to come out, but they want you to come out to yourself, and they want you to come out and be comfortable in society generally. And so they ran a telephone counselling line, and they ran social groups for men and women, and also for gay fathers who had children.
Where were they based?
And they were based at Caledonian Road behind King's Cross, and they still exist today, and you probably know some people from there. And this London Friend were terribly, terribly important, and they helped an awful lot of people. And so I volunteered, and I wanted to do telephone counselling, and they offered telephone counselling training. And so I was part of a cohort that included George.